is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of the painter Paul Klee, born near Bern, Switzerland, 1879, went off to Munich, became part of a group of expressionist artists known as the Blaue Reiter, the Blue Rider Group. He made drawings that he described as taking a line for a walk, often featuring blocks of color behind spare figures, spidery lines, and little squiggles. Paul Klee, who said art should be like a holiday, something to give a man the opportunity to see things differently and to change his point of view. It's the birthday of Charles Wesley, born Epworth, England, 1707. His older brother was John Wesley. Charles was the hymn writer of the two founders of Methodism. He was at Oxford when he had a spiritual awakening. He and three fellow students devoted their days to Bible study and prayer, for which they were mocked by other students who called them Bible bigots or Bible moths. And then somebody nicknamed them the Methodists, and they took that name for themselves. The two Wesley brothers made a trip to the colony of Georgia. When they were young, they were aiming to make converts in this country, and it was a failure. But on the ship coming over, many of their fellow passengers were German Moravians who always sang hymns together, which was something different at the time. The Anglican Church had beautiful choirs, but there wasn't so much congregational singing. So when he went back to England, Charles Wesley began to write hymns. He wrote thousands of them, including Hark the Herald, Angels Sing, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. It's the birthday of Fletcher Henderson, the jazz pianist, born Cuthbert, Georgia, 1897. Best known to us as a jazz arranger, he made arrangements that emphasized the horns and left room for improvised solos between the arranged passages. It was a new sound for big band jazz. It's the birthday of another Georgian, Ty Cobb, born Narrows, Georgia, 1886. 6'1", 175 pounds, batted left-handed, threw right-handed, played most of his career for the Detroit Tigers, and when he retired from baseball, he had a lifetime batting average of .367. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled The Journey. One day, you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. A poem by Mary Oliver, The Journey, from her collection Dreamwork, published by Grove Atlantic and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.